Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that's solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio, and we have a great show with a wonderful guest who is extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. And today we're discussing the topic of struggles to strength. Joining me in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fantastic Crystal Moya, a regional vice president with NRP Group. Well, welcome, Crystal.
Thank you, Paul, for having me once again. It's
yes.
A pleasure to be on today with you.
Yeah, I'm so glad to have you back on the show. And this topic, I know struggles to strength is something that's very personal to you. But let's talk from more of a 40,000-foot overview of struggles. You know, what are the struggles that people can come across, especially people who work in this industry? Talk a little bit about what you see.
Sure. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about what I see and also what I've gone through and overcome. But struggles and challenges come in different forms, as we all know. They can come as personal hardships, financial setbacks, or even something like a health issue. Some personal hardships can include illnesses, changes of employment, relationship issues such as divorce. And another example is financial setbacks. You know, I personally have experienced financial setbacks, at least growing up, right? And that was one of the largest things that I feel really had an impact on my life, mm-hmm. you know, because whenever you have limited resources and or options, it makes it harder to adapt to changing circumstances in one's life. Some examples could be like, it can make it harder to pursue an education when you don't have the funds to do so, which also can deter your opportunities for training. And that has an impact on employment opportunities, you know, whatnot. Health issues. You know, I've had my share of health issues. A lot of people don't know this, but I have hypothyroidism. Mm. Right. And I also have psoriasis and I've struggled with it for a long time. And a lot of them, these two issues are autoimmune disorders, which could have been brought on by my stress.
Sure.
It kind of has like this domino effect. Mm-hmm. Right. When you lack the finances, you probably don't have great health care. When you lack the finances, you have a life with higher stress, which ultimately leads to other health problems, right? So it's important to acknowledge that, you know, you could have just one issue. It could just be a financial issue, but it can create a plethora of other problems in someone's life. But that's just some examples, right, of some hardships and that people might be going through. Others that I've seen in the industry, people that I've met, you know, I've met people who have been victims of domestic violence that have chosen a career in property management as their exit. You know, I have people that started in property management because they were looking for a job to have a quick and easy exit out of, you know, a failing marriage, for example, and are now they've made a career out of it, you know, and a lot of people have also created careers when they thought it was just a job. For example, most people that have or are excelling in a career probably got a degree, went on and got their master's, went on and got their PhD, and have become extremely successful. Property management is one of the industries where you don't really need to depend on a college education to become successful and to build a career, which is, you know, it's something amazing because not everybody has the opportunity. And I'm not, you know, saying don't go to school, go work in property management. Education is obviously important, but when you don't have the opportunity and life has served you something else, you know, property management has been a lifesaver, not just for me, but many others that I've met along the way.
Yeah. And you know, one of the things that when you were talking about like health issues, for instance, mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily have to be a personal health issue. It could be a family member's health right. issue that can really cause stress.
That's right.
And cause you to struggle, as well as you know, what everybody's experienced you know, in the last several years with the pandemic. I mean, that created a lot of struggles for people and even the aftermath. Now that we're kind of beyond that. With a lot of vacancies, now people are having to cover more than what they were normally covering before. It causes a lot of stress. What have you seen in that regard?
Yes, definitely. The pandemic was, it altered everything in the way we were doing business, the way we knew the business back in 2020. You know, we had a lot of people, as you said, that were either had COVID themselves or had a family member with COVID that they had to stay home and take care of. We also had a lot of fear, you know, employees that didn't want to come to work. And then there was, you know, government assistance and the stimulus payments that were going out. So there was opportunities for individuals to stay home. So it really put a lot more pressure on the employees that were showing up every day, you know, taking care of our residents in the office, right? Mm-hmm. Continuing to process leases and move-ins and renewals, collecting payments, assisting residents with rent assistance applications, and also our maintenance technicians, our maintenance teams that were going inside people's homes day in and day out, making sure that the quality of life for them in their homes was not affected because other people were not or couldn't go to work as a result of what, you know, we were all suffering during that time. And we still continue to see the effects, you know, a lot of companies saw an increase in occupancy because we couldn't evict, for example, right? There were stay at home orders. Courthouses were closed. A lot of businesses, you know, shut down and individuals couldn't work anymore to pay the rent. Even if they wanted to, they didn't have a choice. So we were working, I feel, around the clock, 24/7, making sure that we're keeping up with legislation, ordinances, federal changes, the CARES Act, everything, you know, everything that was coming out during that time. We had to make sure we stayed up to date, that we were informing and disseminating that information to our teams, and also keeping our residents up to date in regards to health and safety, right? Because a lot of them didn't have the resources, especially in the industry that I work in. I work in affordable housing. Mm-hmm. Our residents have a digital divide, unfortunately. Many of them don't have the money to pay for internet, for example. So we had to work as those, we had to, you know, put another hat on and work as counselors, for lack of better words, and advocates for our residents to make sure that they were informed and we were helping them also apply for resources to help keep them in their homes.
And, you know, a lot of what the stress that came from that created, you know, burnout, which is still, the industry still feeling that effect today. How did you see the people you worked with deal with that?
So that's a great question. Definitely a lot of burnout. And I think what was most important during that time was, one, the organization that you worked for, and two, the leaders that lead those organizations are so important. For example, this year I'm running a campaign for my team called It Starts With Me in 2023, meaning the individual, not me, Crystal, but the individual, because I do want them to have a focus on the individual themselves in regards to mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, physical health, everything that's about that person and making them whole once again, and remembering that, you know, you can't expect golden eggs if you're not taking care of the goose, you know. So it's really important, and creating a lot of initiatives to remind the teams to stay focused on that, reminding them that, you know, family is first. Remember, you got to take the time off and have the healthy work-life balance. We would do a lot of team engagements during the pandemic via Zoom or Teams, right? We would still have meetings. We still have a lot of virtual meetings at that. We would have lunch sent to the properties to keep them engaged, you know, and try to avoid the burnout. We would have A-B schedules, for lack of better words. You know, mm-hmm. you're going to work this day, the next team's going to work the next day, because we couldn't keep the office open every day or certain hours of the day. We had to be cognizant of the threat of the pandemic, of the coronavirus, no matter what. And of course, also protect our maintenance teams, right? And so part of that also entailed providing bonuses. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of different owners or management companies did different things to keep their teams engaged and going, because that was a crucial time.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be back right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
We're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of struggles to strength. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the wonderful Crystal Moya, a regional vice president with NRP Group. Before we jump back into the conversation, I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. So, Crystal, in the first segment, we talked a lot about just general things that people can that can happen to cause people to have challenges when it comes to struggling, all the financial issues, the health issues, and so forth that we discussed. But let's talk a little bit about your personal story. Your personal story. You've told it to me before, and it's very moving. It's very intriguing, and I know our listeners will feel the same way. Tell a little bit about your background.
Sure. So, my parents are both from Mexico. They were not educated. I think they both got up to middle school, as a matter of fact. And they actually divorced when I was very young. And, you know, we found out a lot of things that had happened that made it impossible for my mom to ever go back with my father. They were migrant workers up until that point. My mother, after the divorce, was working in the food business. So she was working at McDonald's. So, you know, raising three daughters on her own, you know, it was a bit challenging, to say the least. And we actually ended up finding ourselves homeless when I was at a very young age. And thankfully, we persevered and, you know, we were able to find an apartment and eventually get through that. But a lot of those struggles, I feel like, you know, they were almost like a stepping stone and made me stronger, made me the individual I am today. You know, aside from that, you know, I didn't have anybody guiding me and telling me you should go do this in high school and focus on that because that's what you're going to need for college. Or, hey, let's go visit some colleges next year. You know, you're getting close to graduating. I didn't have anyone that would encourage me and push me. And I had to start working at a very early age to be able to help my mom get by. It wasn't easy to say the least, right? And despite the circumstances, I still graduated from high school and I attended the University of Texas at San Antonio. And I'll tell you an interesting story of my adventure moving to San Antonio. I had actually found my own apartment. I got a job at a telemarketing company. And because I was bilingual, I made a dollar more per hour, which is super exciting for me. And I lived in downtown San Antonio, catty corner to the homeless shelter, which I did not know San Antonio. Again, I'm doing this all on my own. But nonetheless, I drove to San Antonio the day that I was supposed to move there. I had nothing but like $65 on me because I had left money with my mother because she needed the money, right? And I started driving and my car starts heating up. And on my way from Edinburgh to San Antonio, I think it was in George West where my car started heating up. So I stop and I ask at this mechanic shop if I could borrow their hose to put water on my car. And he's like, sure, the hose is around the back. I go and I get off and I grab the hose and I get stung by two bees at the same time. And that was painful. Anyways, I put the water in the car, I take off, and my car's heating up again by the time I get to Three Rivers. So I stop at a mechanic shop, and he's like, yeah, we'll check your car. They told me it was my radiator cap. I didn't know anything. I was 18 years old, you know. So he's like, $65 to replace it. It was exactly, well, I told him I only had $65. He's like, I'll take it. Just give me that to replace it. So I replaced my radiator cap. That didn't work. I'll just leave it at that. So I had no money. I'm going into San Antonio. I don't have a phone because I didn't have the resources to have a cell phone. But my mother's boyfriend at that time had given me a prepaid phone that had a few minutes left on it. And so I'm trying to find the UTSA 1604 campus. I have no idea where I'm at. I finally find it. I get off to go and cash this scholarship check that I had. They couldn't cash it. So then I go back to my car. I had locked my keys in my car. So then I call the UTSA security. They go and it's a lady security and she's trying to unlock my car. And it took her an hour. In this, I still have to go meet my landlord to get the keys from her because I'm going to move into my apartment that same day. So I called her and I told her, this is what's going on. Please wait for me. She's like, okay, I'll wait for you. And I said, worst case scenario, can you leave the key by the door somewhere stuck in the ground? She's like, yeah, I'll take care of that for you. I leave UTSA an hour later after my car was unlocked. I'm running out of gas. I have no money. So I get this piggy bank that I had and I throw out all my coins and manage to get $5 together to put gas. And I asked for directions to get to my apartment complex and I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it. I had no idea where I was at. So I used a couple of minutes to call a friend from high school because I didn't know what to do. And he said, well, first I called Annette and I said, can you help me get a room? She said, no. She couldn't help me. And so I called my friend from high school. He's like, hey, my cousin lives in San Antonio. Maybe I can have him meet you. Where are you at? I told him, this is where I'm at. He said, don't move. He's going to go right now. So his cousin, Luis, who also went to the same high school as us, shows up and he takes me to my apartment. Well, the lady didn't leave the key. So all you property managers out there, work with your tenants, your residents, try to help them out as much as you can. So I didn't have a place to stay. And thankfully, he was godsend. He offered me to stay at his place and took me to get my check cashed the next day and helped me with everything, thankfully. But that was just one of those stories of, you know, where everything that could go wrong was going wrong all in less than 24 hours. Right. And it's just a story of triumph for me. And it was something like, no matter what, I'm going to keep pushing through and make it happen for myself.
Yeah. I mean, that is quite a 24-hour period there. Tell us a little bit more about some of the struggles that you've had as well as the triumphs that you've had.
Sure. So I mentioned a little bit about that. And unfortunately, eventually I got married. You know, I had to move back home. I didn't get to finish my studies at UTSA right away at that moment. I moved back home and I then met my future husband and we got married. I had a child. And then, you know, he decided to, you know, mess around and mm-hmm. I had to, you know, go and I said, I'm not going to live dependent on him. And I went and got a job as a property manager at a very small 44 unit apartment community. Mm-hmm. It was a project based Section 8 community. And, you know, the rest is history. Like I wanted to make sure that I did my best in everything that I was doing. For those that know HUD, know the HUD 4350, I took that baby home. I learned it like the back of my hand. I took the lease home. I studied that and made sure that I learned that like the back of my hand. And I wanted to do the best at everything. So my superiors recognized that. And eventually I got promoted mm-hmm. To regional manager within 2.5 years of being a community manager. They then moved me to San Antonio, which I saw as a promotion because I had an opportunity to make more money and mm-hmm. got to experience different properties. And then I was found by a different company where I went was hired as a property manager, director of property management. 3 years in with them, I was then promoted to assistant vice president. And then finally, NRP found me. Mm-hmm. And I've been with the NRP group for 2 years, and I'm now their regional vice president of property management, where I oversee almost about 12,000 units right now. Mm-hmm. It's a huge portfolio, all affordable housing within the state of Texas. Beautiful quality properties. You know, we do the development, construction, and management of our own communities. So it's definitely a feather in my hat, a portfolio mm-hmm. that I've never had. And aside from that, you know, I went from homeless to now working on buying my fourth home. Mm. You know, and it's I could have never made it had I not built the strength and the resilience, you know, to actually be able to push forward and continue to try to get the best for myself and my family, you know. And my mom was never a homeowner, and I was able to buy her a home December of 2020. You know, I've been so blessed, and a lot of it is, you know, pushing through the adversity and allowing that to be your stepping stone to the next best thing. Do not let it, you know, deter your confidence in what you know. And then of course I'm also a single mother, you know, mm-hmm. and having to maneuver my time to be able to continue in my career and excel at it and also be the best mother that I can for him.
Yeah. I want to ask you, I mean, it's so easy when you run into struggles to just kind of wallow in it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you personally have demonstrated and shown and been triumphant because of your drive. How important is that drive?
The drive is probably one of the most important things, and being able to motivate yourself. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that coming up here in a bit. But I feel like the drive is almost one of the most important things that you need to have, you know, the inner confidence and the willingness and the determination to overcome mm-hmm. anything, no matter what's thrown at you.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to be back right after these messages. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
The Multifamily Leasing Company is the industry's long-term affordable leasing management solution. After all, it's really not about cost. It's really all about revenues. Book Rev's expert directors and leasing career professionals for your properties today. Let Rev drive revenues and create significant incremental value for you. Reduce stress, stabilize and maximize leasing performance. Never expend resources to recruit or train for leasing again. Lease up. Value add conventional leasing. Let Rev be your long-term leasing solution. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Hire Rev today.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and Appfolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And we're discussing the topic of struggles to strength. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the fabulous Crystal Moya, a regional vice president with NRP Group. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. HappyCo, multifamily solutions to smile about. Control by Net, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegion, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, CPAs with expertise in multifamily property management. DirecTV, the ultimate entertainment experience is now available to all multifamily residents. Smart Apartment Data, the most comprehensive and up-to-date intelligence on the multifamily industry, and CTS, complete technology solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, Crystal, we talked a little bit about your kind of personal story, and I know there's much more to your story. I want to ask you... because we were talking right before the break about the drive, that when someone has drive, and I think there's a lot of people that would be just satisfied with coming out of a situation where they were struggling and just having a job. You've taken it well beyond that. I mean, if someone looks at your resume, they're going to see that you've got an alphabet soup after your name, including being a certified property manager through IREM, which is a very, very tough designation to get. So congratulations and kudos to you for all that. But you got other designations as well. You evidently were not satisfied with just getting into the industry and having a job that paid you a wage, a compensation. You've taken it further. And what do you think is behind that?
I think aside from the drive is wanting to change the environment around myself, mm-hmm. And wanting to break that generational curse, for lack of better words. You know, I've been reading the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, and he talks about how, and I'm going to quote this from the book, environment is the invisible hand that shapes human behavior. Mm-hmm. I love that line, and I feel it's so important because, you know, the environment that I grew up in was one of abuse, mm-hmm. right? My father verbally, physically, emotionally abusive with my mother, and her not having an exit, mm-hmm. being stuck, for lack of better words. And mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of people out there that feel that same way, that mm-hmm. they feel stuck, they have no exit. And for a while, I felt that way too. And I knew that if I wanted a better life for myself and my son, that I needed to change my environment and change the way I thought and the way I behaved and the things that I did. And it was all a psychological change, really. And that's one of the hardest things for anyone to actually be able to accomplish, you know, mm-hmm. being able to have that mentality and just put it in yourself that no matter what, I need to get this done. And I answered your question, but I think a lot of it, again, was not just the drive and the determination to change history, for lack of better words. You know, I'm also the first one that got my bachelor's degree in my family. But the drive to make life better for my family as well, not just myself and my son, but my mother and my sisters, and showing everybody that it's possible, right? That anything is possible as long as you stay determined and you stay dedicated. Eventually, you're going to achieve success. But it's not about just focusing on the goal. You need to focus on the process, doing everything just a little bit better every day, you know, and making healthy choices, right? So I think it's a combination of items, but more than anything, drive and motivation within oneself.
You know, it's very tough to do something like that on your own. Were you in a position where you had some mentors to help you, or did you pretty much tackle it all on your own?
So when I was attending UTSA the second time around, I was already an adult. I was in my late 20s, trying to finish my degree. And someone in one of my classes asked me, you know, what is it that keeps you going and doing everything so great? You know, it's school, you're a mother, you're working full time as a regional manager. How do you do it? You know, what is it that motivates you? And I said, I was at a loss for words. I didn't know what it was that motivated me at that moment. I hadn't stopped to think. And I was like, is it like someone, am I supposed to say something like J-Lo or The yeah. Rock or someone, you know? I said, you know what, let me get back to you. Let me go home and think about this. So the next day I thought about it, right? And next day I go to her and I told her, okay, I have an answer for you. I said, I had to find motivation within myself. I didn't have anyone at that time. You know, I always thought everybody had it easier than me. Everyone had money. Everyone had a house. Everyone had both of their parents, you know, and here I was, the girl that didn't have both parents, that didn't have, you know, parents that were educated, didn't mm-hmm. have anybody to guide me. And I realized then that no one's really better than you. Mm-hmm. Some people just try harder. And I told myself, Crystal, how hard are you going to try to be the best? And it was at that moment that I told myself, no matter what, you need to do your best and excel at this and get your degree and become successful and build upon what I had been building since I was 18, since I entered the industry. You know, I wanted to make a career out of property management, mm-hmm. even though my original goal is to become a trauma surgeon. You know, it's okay. It's okay to take a complete 180 in your life and start on a different path. Sometimes things just happen for a reason and they work out. It's really what you put into it. But finding that motivation sometimes within yourself when you have no one else is important. But I will add that now that I am in the industry, I have built a network of mentors, of friends, and people that have guided me. And I've, you know, even though some may not have the quote unquote term mentor, I've been able to learn from them nonetheless. Mm-hmm. You know, I've learned from people such as yourself and mm-hmm. hearing all the guests that you've had on your show. I've taken away tidbits from them. I've taken away tidbits from things that I read. You know, mentorship is not just the form of an individual, but, you know, sometimes reading material such as the book I just talked about, Atomic Habits, you know, and other people's experiences and stories, I've learned from them as well. I've had many amazing people on my team that all have a story. We all have a story.
Sure, you know? Everybody has a story.
And so understanding and having empathy and compassion is a big thing as well. I think I'll end it there, but yes.
Well, you know, you said your original goal was to be a trauma surgeon. You certainly still have the trauma in multifamily.
That's an understatement.
Yeah, so have you had a chance to pay it forward? Have you been able to help other people that have had this? Your story in itself should be it is inspiring to people. But have you had been able to reach out to anybody, or someone reached out to you?
Yes, several individuals. You know, I've hired property managers that I've then, you know, promoted to become trainers that have then become area managers that are now regional managers. I've hired car salesmen. Mm-hmm. That, you know, I want out of the car business. And I said, you know what, you might do great as a property manager. And they're now, you know, directors of operations or directors of facilities. Mm-hmm. You know, there are several people that I have come across that have learned from me. A lot of people that come to me for advice that are not in the industry, that just want to take that information, the intangible information that they can't just grab from a book. You know, you have to just learn it from someone else, right? And I've had a lot of stories and people that don't even work with me or know me, but that have reached out to me, like on LinkedIn, for mm-hmm. example, and said, hey, I love your story, you know, you're doing such an amazing job, I look up to you. There's a plethora of situations where I don't even know that people are watching me, and then they reach out all of a sudden, and it reminds me that I have to keep going, that I have to keep pursuing, you know, the best, not just for myself, but for everyone else, not just my family, not just my friends, but for those that are watching, for those that see, you know, hey, that's me, you know, I'm a female, I'm, you know, Hispanic or whatever the case might be. You know, I also grew up with my single mother. I also was raised, I was also homeless. I also didn't have the opportunities to go to college. And there's opportunity here in this industry, or there's still opportunity in any industry as long as I make that change for myself. So it's very important for me now that I know that people are watching.
Yeah. Well, and we got about 30 seconds left in this segment, but, Just curiosity. I mean, you've obviously accomplished so much. That drive is still there, though. I mean, you never let off the gas pedal, do you?
Oh no, no. I thrive on it. Honestly, my biggest thing is helping people. And if you know me continuing to push and be resilient and persevere and do my best, if that's going to help someone else, by either them watching me or me being able to either financially help someone or give them words that are of advice or, you know, connect them with someone else in the industry that can help them, which I do often, mm-hmm. I will gladly do it day in and day out. No matter how much I have to work 24/7 around the clock, I will do it because I love it. I love to inspire people and help any way I can.
All right. Well, we are going to break it here. We're going to be back. We're going to talk a little bit when we come back about some of the tips for coping with adversity and how to build some resiliency right after these messages. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Say goodbye to pen and paper processes, labor shortages, and unhappy residents, and say hello to HappyCo, the only multifamily platform that supports every stage of your property lifecycle. Improve your portfolio with Happy Asset, the ROI-driving asset optimization solution for owners, acquisition directors, and asset managers. Manage your portfolio with Happy Property, a suite of intuitive tools that streamline operations, empower teams, and delight residents. Service your portfolio with Happy Force, an always-on remote maintenance workforce for multifamily specialists designed to increase resident satisfaction. Happy Co. Multifamily solutions to smile about. For more information, visit the website at happy.co.
SMART is a national multifamily research and analytics company providing market, property, and floor plan level data to track performance, evaluate competitive strategies, and identify potential investment opportunities. Their innovative web-based software and mobile application contains extensive searchable inventory of granular historical data, floor plan by floor plan rents, concessions, and availabilities for enhanced analysis and forecasting. For more information or to sign up for a free trial, go to smartapartmentdata.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
We are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, coming to you exclusively from the Smart Apartment Data Studio. And today we're discussing the topic of struggles to strength. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me in the studio is a longtime multifamily industry veteran, the awesome Crystal Moya, a regional vice president with the NRP Group. Crystal, I kind of let our listeners know that we would be talking about some tips that you have for coping with adversity and building resiliency. I mean, your description of your personal story and what you've done is certainly inspiring, but what kind of tips can you give to our listeners as far as what they could do? Because everybody has struggles.
Right. So first and foremost, the psychological and emotional impact of adversity can be difficult to navigate in a healthy way. And by that, I mean, some people might turn to drugs. Some people turn to alcoholism. Some people turn to other types of addictions. But most importantly, there, I'm going to give some tips, and I'm sure there's many others. But first and foremost, I'm going to start with keeping a positive outlook and focusing on the things you can control. There's no sense in losing energy on the things that are completely out of your control, obviously. And focus on your strengths, right? For example, I wanted to focus on the fact that I had spent so many years in property management already, and I wanted to hone in on that skill set and only develop it from there, you know. And of course, also feeding off of my drive to want to succeed. You know, as long as I set my mind to it, I feel like I can accomplish it. So being positive about, again, your strengths and seeing challenges as opportunities for growth and embrace them. You know, my mentor and friend, Mark Hurley, does this amazing presentation of, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone, right? If you draw a circle on a paper and you stand within that circle, right, that is your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Once you push beyond that circle, that line of comfort, once you step out of that, your circle becomes bigger and you become more comfortable doing more and more and more things. So I think that's very, very important to embrace the challenges and continue to grow yourself in that way. And sometimes it also helps to write down your thoughts. Okay? I do that a lot. Sometimes I get stressed and I just start writing things down, and because then I get all crazy up in my head and I get confused. So writing things down really helps. Building strong relationships is another good tip. You know, community support is always important. A lot of times people can come together and help you through the tough times. And I mentioned earlier, you know, Mark Hurley being a mentor, other people that I've met along the way. And some people tell me, like, you invest so much time in volunteering with the local associations. I sit on two local associations, the San Antonio Apartment Association and the Rio Grande Valley Apartment Association. I served with the Texas Apartment Association Executive Committee for 2 years as well. And I'm also now volunteering it through the National Apartment Association through a couple of committees. And they tell me, well, you spend so much time doing that, like, you could do more for yourself. And I said, well, really, this is for myself.
Sure.
Because building these relationships and networking with all these amazing individuals has really acted as a catalyst in my career, being able to learn and grow from everyone and also being able to provide the same to others that are that are newer to the industry. Another tip is relaxation and self-care. That is so important. Taking care of your physical, emotional, and mental health, like I mentioned earlier, right? Our 2023 campaign for my team is It Starts With Me. Again, focusing on the self. Get enough sleep. exercise and eat a healthy diet. Sometimes I need to take my own advice because I you know, sometimes fall off the bandwagon. But and mindfulness, right? Meditation, deep breathing, anything like that. Even taking a walk, right? Stepping away from the computer, stepping out of the office and going out and taking a 10, 15 minute walk can really help you decompress and release some of that stress. Next, developing problem solving skills. Learn to identify problems in your life. If you're having financial hardships, well, sit down and write out a budget, you know, and kind of work through it. If you need more money, find a second job. Or sell off some of the things you don't need. Mm-hmm. I just sold my boat recently, for example. Something I really wasn't using too much because I can't reverse a trailer. So, and, you know, next is taking action, right? Taking small steps towards your goals, even if they're difficult or uncomfortable. Nothing good ever came easy. I know we've heard that a lot, but it's so true. If not, you know, everybody would do it it was that easy. Embracing change. I think I mentioned this a little earlier and taking on challenges. Learn to adapt to new situations and learn from your experiences and use that to cope with future challenges. You know, I learned a lot through all the adversity that I had to overcome, whether it was not having a home, not having utilities, not having something to eat, not having someone to turn to or to listen to my problems or to give me, you know, the next tidbit of advice. Learning from that makes you resilient and makes you want to just do more. And it also helps you empathize and sympathize with others that are in your similar situation. And next is also seeking professional help when you need it.
Yeah.
Right? That is so important. We hear time and time again of individuals, you know, taking their own life or becoming abusive or, again, going into drugs or alcoholism. You know, if you need professional help, seek it. Do not be afraid to ask, right? And then, of course, turning the impossible to I'm possible, right? I heard that the other day, and it was so amazing. Like, you know, letting your success energize you. Right. Every little win is important. Compounded, eventually you're going to reach your goal. Mm-hmm. Those small incremental wins are so important. It's important to celebrate them, too. You know, when I was going to college and working and being a mom and a wife several years ago, I would always tell myself, OK, after this semester ends, we're going to go to, you know, the beach for the weekend. It was a reward for me. Or, you know, I'm going to go and do this final exam and I'm going to work my butt off and I'm going to study for it. And then we're going to go and have a nice dinner. You know, finding little ways to reward yourself. And it doesn't have to be expensive and go splurge. Or it can just be as simple as I'm going to go hang out with my family tonight, you know, which I love to do. But rewarding yourself for your accomplishments, no matter how big or small. But yeah, I think I answered your question. You I always go off on a tangent.
Let me ask you about something that you know, you seem to thrive on being able to help other people. I mean, that is part of what drives you. How perfect was it for you to get into the multifamily industry, especially on the affordable side, because you really, really, really have a chance to help people there?
I didn't realize how important it was until I started meeting the people I was serving, my residents. And every single one had a different story. And the opportunities that I was creating for them, they would come back and tell me, you know, because you're offering the after school program, which I facilitated myself, you know, I would stay late just to offer some sort of after school program for the children of the community, allowing their parents to go to school, you know. And, you know, the one move-in that I had, I remember it was one of my first move-ins, the resident, the lady, she started crying. Mm. She couldn't believe that that was her apartment, you know, and it was something so simple. Mm-hmm. You know, for me, it was something so simple, but to them, it was everything, you know, and being able to continue to provide that in the affordable housing industry, which serves, you know, lower income families. Mm. I see individuals that were like me.
Yeah.
I see them, and it creates opportunities where I get to connect with them individually. And obviously now in my role, I don't work directly on site anymore, so I don't get the connection, but I get to inspire my team. Mm-hmm. My team still has challenges. They still have to go home to a family and, you know, and deal with whatever they're dealing with. And I talk to a lot of them all the time individually. And I even get to connect with residents from time to time, you know, when I'm visiting properties. And it's a really a beautiful thing to not only work in the industry, but also volunteer in the industry and continue to advocate. I think it's so important. I'm very passionate about government affairs. And, you know, and speaking of government affairs, I have a family friend. His name's Matt Drushak. He works at the state capitol in Austin. And he actually posted yesterday something very important regarding, you know, doing what you love and you won't work another day in your life. And he actually talks about how whoever said that never worked in legislation, which is so true. But he ended, you know, the story he was sharing with this quote. He said, if you do what you love, you won't mind working every day of your life. For no matter how hard it is still a privilege to do it. And that's how I see what I do. I absolutely love that quote from him. And that's how I feel. I feel it's a privilege and an honor to continue to be in the industry, to continue to serve the families we're changing lives one household at a time. And I'm so happy to be part of it and to continue to advocate for it every day. And I'll do it, and I'll continue doing it so long as I have air in my lungs.
Well, tell everybody how, if they want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do it?
Sure. So again, I'm the regional vice president with the NRP group. So you can either find me on our website. You can also find me on LinkedIn. Just search up Crystal Moya. You'll see my picture. I'm wearing a green blazer. That's me. You can find me there. They can also email me at cmoya@nrpgroup.com. Again, that's cmoya@nrpgroup.com.
Yeah. Well, again, I every time I get to talk to you, I get inspired by your story and what you've done. And I believe that one of the reasons why you're so successful in the industry, besides your drive, is that you kind of see yourself in some of your residents. Because you come from similar situations, and to have that ability to empathize with what they're going through, to me is something that someone who hasn't been through it can't easily do.
Right.
So anyway, I appreciate you coming in. You're always welcome to come back anytime. We are going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.